Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Anyone who ever uses a computer, and that's an awful lot of us in this world, gets hit now and then with email spam or the occasional computer virus. Many are just minor hassles that try to derail our plans, but some do cause significant damage. Now, imagine how often large companies and government agencies get hacked by those seeking to inflict harm. To address this, the state of Michigan is creating an all-volunteer defense team, the Cyber Civilian Corps. I spoke with Dan Lohrman, Michigan's Chief Security Officer with the State Department of Technology Management and Budget. I also talked with Raj Patel. He's an information technology consulting partner with the certified public accounting company Plant Moran. I first asked Dan Lohrman what the Cyber Civilian Corps is and what led to its creation.
The governor felt like this was really important to have a cyber corps, which is a rapid response team that can respond to emergencies should the state need to have additional help in a cyber emergency, much like you might think about a volunteer fire department, you know, available hands that can help the state. Also, we have the DCH has a volunteer registry for health areas, and so the idea that if you need additional resources in a cyber emergency, these individuals are experts who can help us respond to those emergencies.
What threats does Michigan currently face to its cybersecurity? What types of breaches are you looking at now?
Well, we certainly get attacked each and every day. So we've had over 500,000 times a day different people are trying to get into our systems, and many of those are automated attacks. So we certainly have, whether it be people trying to get into databases, break into websites, and get information. So that's happening each and every day. We have people trying to break into our systems. So there's a wide variety of ways this happens. People trying to send us emails, links that could lead to people, you know, sending information that state employees giving information around their sensitive information or access credentials, or it could be people just trying to break into our networks and find holes in our cyber defense.
Raj Patel, what about a commercial business like Plant Moran? What kind of threats do you face?
We face similar threats where hackers are trying to see what if our systems are vulnerable. But we also help a number of our clients with their cybersecurity, and it's everything from somebody just trying to play around with the network to somebody actually hijacking bank account information and wiring money out.
What entities are most often targeted? Is it government? Are they commercial businesses? Are they private citizens? Dan?
Well, it's really anything that the hackers or bad guys think can get them money. So, you know, certainly government has a lot of sensitive data. So we have, you know, whether it be social security numbers, credit card numbers, we have a lot of data that citizens give to the state around their driver's license information and those kinds of things. So, but also certainly banks are targeted, certainly financial institutions, but it could also be health records, could be criminal justice records. So really it's a wide range, and it's really an economic aspect to people trying to get that sensitive data.
Raj, what are the costs of your investment in cybersecurity at Plant Moran?
It's difficult to measure the cost because when you look at the cost of cybersecurity preparedness, we do user awareness training. We make sure all of our equipment's protected, so laptops are encrypted. We make sure that we provide secure portals for our clients when we share data with us, that it's encrypted and it's protected, and the access is controlled. We do independent security testing to make sure that our systems are strong. We do at the state. We do intrusion detection, make sure that no one's trying to break into our network. So I think costs are high, and they're spread out also.
Do you invest a lot of human resources in this effort at Plant Moran?
Absolutely, both for Plant Moran as our own internal systems. But we also have a number of resources that work with a number of Michigan-based companies and helping them assess their security as well as just cybersecurity prevention programs.
We're talking with Dan Lohrman, Michigan Chief Security Officer, and Raj Patel, who's Information Technology Consulting Partner at Plant Moran. They are both involved in Michigan's launch of the Cyber Civilian Corps, which is gathering steam as we speak. Dan Lohrman, how does the state of Michigan protect itself from cyber attack now, and how will the Cyber Civilian Corps improve on that?
So the state has a active team that really is watching our network 724-365 and our security operations center. So we have a wide variety of defenses. We use a defense in depth model. A lot of our systems have built-in two-factor authentication to access the systems. We have intrusion detection systems, intrusion prevention systems. So we have a wide variety of defenses and cyber experts. So we believe the state is the national leader in this space. But should there be an emergency, cyber emergency the governor declares, just like there might be for fires, floods, tornadoes, those kinds of things, if the governor declared a state of emergency because of a cyber attack and there was a need for additional expertise within one specific field, the Cyber Civilian Corps could be activated to help us with that specific skill set that we need in that cyber emergency.
How far into selecting all the members of the CCC, the Cyber Civilian Corps, are you?
Yeah, so we're now piloting with 10 to 15 individuals who, like Raj Patel, have stepped forward and been proactive and asked to be a part of that initial group. We're running background checks, and we're really putting together the processes and the testing. And it's going to grow to around 50 later this year. And we're really making that available to anyone in the public who thinks they're interested in volunteering, who have the skill sets. They can go to our website, and they can actually do an assessment right now. And they can, on July the 1st, they'll be actually able to sign up and be assessed by our team to determine if they can be in the Cyber Civilian Corps.
And congratulations to you, Raj, for being selected to be a part of this. Why are you interested in this role?
Yes, so for me, of course, it's my civic duty, obviously, to work with the state, its citizens, and its businesses in helping protect from cybersecurity. But it also helps me because I work side by side with some of the top cybersecurity specialists. You know, I can peer with them, collaborate with them, learn from them. And you know, so again, you're learning from the best. There'll be training provided. There'll be training tabletop exercises. So I think it's personal learning for me. It also helps me with my civic duties, as well as long-term, you know, helps me serve our clients better when it comes to cybersecurity.
Dan, tell us more about the Michigan Cyber Range. This is likened to a live fire shooting range for law enforcement, and this is going to be a big part of the Corps' training regimen. What is it? How will it work?
Yeah, so a cyber range is very similar. You might think about a gun range where people obviously shoot bullets and test things. And I was in from Maryland. We had Aberdeen Proving Grounds. They tested tanks and things like that. The cyber range is for TAC defend in cyberspace. So the ability to actually train individuals, there's a lot of courses available. You can go to merit.edu/cyber range, which is their website, learn all about the different courses that are available. But also we can do research and test and evaluation. We call it cyber exercises, where our teams can actually do a variety of different types of tabletop and exercise to attack and defend different networks and learn how to be prepared for cyber attacks and actually to defend their networks in real life.
How will you know when a computer breach rises to the level of being addressed by the Civilian Cyber Corps?
Yeah, so ultimately there'll be a declared emergency by the governor, just like there would be to activate other types of State Emergency Operations Center type emergency. So the Cyber Corps would be activated if Michigan State Police determined that we had a statewide emergency. The governor's team has a wide variety of factors that lead to that, but it would need to be a major emergency, and we would then have the resources from the Michigan Cyber Corps available to us to help in that emergency.
Raj Patel, any firsthand experience with the cyber range yet?
When we were initially setting it up and seeing the cyber exercises, the war room, that was really impressive to see that, seeing some of the students work in there and getting real live experience was very impressive to see.
Dan, how is this project funded?
There's a budget that we have within the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget to actually work with the private, public-private partnerships around this issue. So it is state cyber defense dollars that we have as part of our core mission to really defend state networks, and we believe this is really a leading-edge project, but a project that will be emulated around the country as we've seen in the past.
How will the Cyber Civilian Corps be accountable to the public? Will it be sufficiently transparent?
Absolutely. We will have a team ultimately responsible to the director of the Department of Technology Management and Budget. It will be a team that will be led by a number of professionals and will be held to a high account, and actually probably the audit, and there'll be all those regular processes, procedures in place to make sure that we're using tax dollars wisely.
Raj, I'm trying to figure out a comment you made just a minute ago. Were you involved in the setup of the cyber range?
I've been involved with the state in advising them and meeting with some of the public sector, private sector companies in defining what the range should look like and how it should operate, yes.
It sounds like an awful lot of fun for somebody who is technologically inclined, was it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the best part was meeting with a number of individuals, and also it was a leading edge thing. In a lot of, there was a lot of national interest in meeting with all the individuals from that, and just collaborating and learning and talking about the issue and how we can set up the range.
Yeah, Mark, let me just add also that the cyber range was funded as a public-private partnership. So we have a lot of private sector companies that have contributed to setting up the Michigan cyber range. We have a lot of Consumers Energy, Detroit Edison, a variety of others that have been involved in this and have provided funding and actually send their students and pay for the classes. And so it really has been that cyber range has really been a joint effort of public and private sector.
And tell us a little bit more, Dan, about the formal training on the cyber range scheduled for July. What'll be happening exactly?
Sure. We will be having an exercise that will be working with state staff and volunteers, as well as West Michigan Cyber Coalition, where there'll be an exercise in late July, and attack defend type of exercise that we call a tabletop, but it's actually hands-on simulations around networks and defending networks, attacking networks. There's actually a network the Cyber Range sets up called AlphaVille. They have a library, they have a utility, it's in cyberspace. This is virtual. And so there's actually opportunities to go in and see if you can attack and take over the utility or the city hall or the library and then go different places and see what would happen if that. And you can watch the simulation with avatars. It's pretty cool stuff to actually see this. So the different teams honing their skills and actually improving and actually learning at the same time.
We want to thank our guests. Dan Lohrman is Michigan Chief Security Officer. Raj Patel is Information Technology Consulting Partner for Plant Moran. Both are playing a key startup role in Michigan's Cyber Civilian Corps. Raj, Dan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.